Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program heard weekdays on 18 radio stations with 27 signals all across the Treasure State. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook at Voices of Montana and on the internet at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Let's welcome, as we're looking at, you know, what Montana can do, what can states do as we look at dealing with this illegal immigration. You know, we see families moving in, but we've certainly seen a lot of drugs have come across the border, and Montana's been dealing with that in a lot of ways. There's more to come with this. Speaker Matt Regeer joins us from the Montana House of Representatives and House Majority Leader Sue Vinton, as well as we say good morning. Matt, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Tom, and good morning, Montana. Yeah. It's a great day to wake up in Montana, that's for sure.
Isn't it so? Yeah, nothing to complain about, really. Sue Vinton, how are you, ma'am?
I'm very well. Thank you, Tom, for having us, and good morning, Mr. Speaker.
Hey, good morning, Majority Leader.
You guys do a little bit of that. You did certainly quite a bit of that that last session. Let's start off, Matt, Speaker Regeer. Why this special call? What's all involved in this?
Yeah, this is, nothing new. This has been happening for a while. Everybody knows about the border crisis down south, and it has been coming into Montana for a while now. This is not just because New York flew in some immigrants here to Montana. I mean, that has kind of really brought it in front of the curtain, but it's been behind the curtain for a while here. Our Attorney General, Austin Knutson, has been just touting this from blue in the face that fentanyl, the drugs, the sex trafficking, is all traceable back to this open, porous southern border. So it's been here in Montana for a while. I was reading on his website, he had since 2019, that fentanyl confiscations has gone up 20,000%. That's not 200, not 2,000. That's 20,000 there in 5 years. So it is just exploding here in Montana. So the problem is real. It's been here for a while. And we see now other states that are standing up. We got a Biden administration that's doing absolutely nothing. Not just doing absolutely nothing, but actually working against states, communities, governments that want to enforce this, enforce our immigration laws that are already on the books. And he's working to stop that. So it's not just apathy. It's actively working against law and order and the safety of our citizens. And you see other states now standing up. You've got a bunch from Texas. Iowa has done great work. Arizona, Florida, Louisiana has a bill. North Carolina's got a bill. So it's happening a lot where states are standing up saying, feds, if you aren't going to do this, then the states are going to step in. We're going to protect our citizens. So that's kind of the catalyst for this special session. We've got that in the Constitution that we can call ourselves back to deal with issues that are pressing to our state. And I believe this is one. We have that ability to call us back. We don't know what the elections will bring. Let's do this and do it now.
And there are things that the state can do. As we spoke with Matt Regeer, it was last week, and we did a couple of news stories on the Northern News Network regarding that. And I found out there was some interesting things that states can do, Matt. So we'll get to that. House Majority Leader Sue Vinton as well. I want to get your first impressions on, you know, what people are telling you. You're going to represent the Eastern District, well, and you're right now House District 56, but seeking the seat for Senate District 20. That's going to be east of Billings. Or the vast majority of it, north too, a little bit. A lot of egg country there, Sue. So, you know, what are your constituents telling you about illegal immigration?
Yeah, thanks. And I agree with everything that Speaker Regeer just stated. But, you know, as long as Biden and his cronies are ignoring and blatantly just disregarding immigration laws, then U.S. citizens are at risk and our safety is at risk. And they're not willing to do their job, but by gosh, Montanans expect us to do our jobs. And that's what this call is for. It's to deal with this crisis that has escalated. And our number one concern is for the safety of our citizens. And people here in my neck of the woods, that's what we all care about. You know, crime in Billings has risen dramatically. It seems like there's a shooting every week. And you know, I don't have the statistics to say that that's due to illegal immigration, but it is a very important topic among all of the voters here and the residents in Yellowstone County is for the safety of our citizens. And that's what is paramount to us in the legislature as well.
Matt, do you want to just kind of go into then what do you think the state can do about that there and what maybe other states have done about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Thanks.
Yeah. That's a great question here. And this comes down to the crux of it. And the baseline, mm-hmm. this is other states have done this. Texas really has led the way there with Senate Bill 4. We can talk about that and where it's hung up in the courts. But then Iowa also had Senate Bill 2340, which is only a 7-page bill. Very simple, just stating if you're in the country illegally, then you're in Iowa illegally. And that making it a state crime to be in the state if you're illegally in the country. I think that's the baseline of what Montana needs to copy. It's not, once again, we're not inventing the wheel here. Texas, Iowa, Florida, they've already done this. So once you make that a state crime, then that opens up the doors for local authorities, for state authorities to take action. Right now, it's just the feds, and the feds are saying, nope, we're not going to do anything, so there's no state recourse. So at a minimum, that's what I'd like to see is us to copy Iowa's Senate Bill 2340. 7 pages, very simple, makes it a state crime.
Getting into that a little bit more as well, what I like about that on the surface is that it doesn't sound like there's a lot that courts can get in there and block in something like that. It seems it's pretty simple language, but you said Senate Bill 4 out of Texas is being held up. Is that how? What's the case there?
Yeah, yep. So Senate Bill 4 out of Texas, they passed that. Oof, that's been maybe 6 months or so ago. And right now they haven't even argued the merits of it. They've just been arguing the injunction of it. Went up to the Supreme Court, you might have heard, and then they opened it up for a few days and then bounced it back. And right now it's on a stay. They're arguing that whether it should be enforced or be able to be enforced while they argue the merits of it. So they haven't even argued the merits of Senate Bill 4.
I see.
So that's where that one stands. But and then Iowa just passed, that was probably just a few weeks ago, passed that Senate Bill 2340. And I think that's a very simple, clean one. But from there, Tom, you can go on to, a lot of different things that other states have done. Like Texas has fingerprinting in there. The feds are not even fingerprinting. They're just taking a name from them and going. Texas says you fingerprint them and put them into the relevant databases. I think that's a good idea. Florida had provisions for employers. If you're willingly, knowingly hiring illegals, there's consequences to that. Florida also had driver's licenses. There is 19 states, D.C. and Puerto Rico, that issue driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Florida said those driver's licenses are not valid in Florida. So it's not big game changers, but it's the step in the right direction of saying, no, you're breaking our laws, and there's consequences to it.
Matt Regeer, Montana Speaker of the House, House District 4. He's running for Senate District 5 in the Flathead. Sue Vinton is also with us, the House Majority Leader, and running for Senate District 20, currently serving House District 56. Sue, as your job as Majority Leader in that last session, and I know Matt does the same thing as well, you put your eyes on a lot of legislation because it was a record number. When you look at what the state can do legally in terms of trying to get a handle on what, you know, the outcome of bad border policy, what do you see? Do you see like something like that Senate Bill 4? Do you see, think, can Montana pass fingerprinting legislation, driver's licenses? What do you think is possible here?
Sure. Yeah. You know, that's the job of the legislature. We need to make laws to keep our citizens safe. And, you know, when you have to produce a driver's license in order to get a library card, you should have to produce some valid form of identification to reside in our state. And, you know, I like Iowa's bill. If you're in the country illegally, you're in the state illegally. I mean, that's common sense. And one topic that we haven't touched on yet is human trafficking. And that comes along with a big part of this illegal immigrant problem that we have. And that is pervasive. It touches on not just women and children, but workers, male workers that are being trafficked into the United States under terrible conditions and without any vetting at all. So that's something else that we need to address in this legislation.
And I know the legislature has, and Matt, you can pick that up, but you guys did an awful lot in that last session, even in the previous session, to start getting a handle on human trafficking. But then you have these open border policies now, and you've got maybe, I don't know if it's a whole new problem, but it's certainly a bigger problem.
Yeah, it is. And going back to that whole jurisdiction thing, I just can't stress enough how that is, if it's not a state law and the feds aren't doing it, then there's no, I mean, we can't even, if yeah. there's suspicion of being illegal, you can't even look into it. So, like I said, at a minimum, we have to make this a state crime so that we have those recourses to come through. And there's a few other things. I just want to touch real quick on the idea of Montana. As you talk about constituents and what we're hearing from them.
Yeah.
LR 121 back in 2012, the legislative referendum in 2012, stated that no state dollars would go to any services to illegal aliens. And it passed in 2012 with 79% of the vote here in Montana. I mean, nobody agrees on 79% of anything. And I'd imagine that's only gotten stronger here as this problem of the open border has become just more relevant today. So this is something that Montana has wanted for a long time. And has seen that. Unfortunately, the courts, and that's a whole other issue, probably for a whole other call, the courts threw that one out on, I think, an erroneous technicality that they just pull out of their hat time and time again. But it still proves the point that people want safety. They want people to follow the laws. And I'll throw that in, too, and I speak for here House leadership of we are for immigration. We're for you stand in line, you knock on our front door, you go through the right steps, you want to come chasing the dream, you love our country, you embrace our values, come on in, welcome to America. It's when you break in our back door at midnight that we got a problem with that.
As Matt Regeer had mentioned, our Attorney General Austin Knutson had been fighting a lot of fentanyl infestation here in the state of Montana. He'll be on the program tomorrow. We'll talk more about how that battle is going. So Austin Knutson on tomorrow, as well as Stacey Zinn. Let's get back to the topic here today, a special session call for the Montana House leadership. And we have Speaker of the House Matt Regeer here, House District 4, running for Senate District 5, and Sue Vinton, House Majority Leader, House District 56, and now running for Senate District 20. Hey, thank you guys for being on here, too, and best of luck in your races. I appreciate your public service. Just going to Matt, do we have anything to finish up here? I know illegal immigration is a big topic, and it's forced a lot of changes, I think, in the way we think about politics. Before I move on to redistribution of taxes there, is there anything to finish up here?
There's always the naysayers that are going to say, no, let's not do it now. Let's not address it now. And you hear those excuses a lot when it comes to politics. You see politicians that just want to do a social media post or a letter to the editor.
Yeah.
We've got our ability to call ourselves in. Let's take a week out of our summer and deal with this pressing issue. Give the local authorities the authority to handle this. So that's the need, I think, calling for a special session now. We're just tired of the excuses. Let's be a party of action.
Yeah, Sue, what's your take on that? I mean, you maybe talk about how this special session call, takes place here, and then why? Why do we need to have a special session? You guys are assigned a session 90 days. You have the ability to go into special session, but I'm sure people are asking, why couldn't you do it then?
Well, thanks, Tom. The fact is, legislators' jobs are year-round.
Yeah.
And while we only meet for 90 days every other year, the other 20 months, things happen. Issues rise to the surface, and they can increase dramatically in importance, and this is one of those times. There's no reason why the legislature cannot get back to work for a short period of time and deal with this pressing issue and any other pressing issues. There, you know, we're going to talk about the tax redistribution as well. But, you know, our job is for in the House a full 2 years. And I say we need to get to work for our constituents and give them some relief on these pressing issues. Yes, many of us have jobs that we would have to leave and families. We go into our service in the legislature knowing that. So I say, let's get together. Let's debate these issues in public where everyone can have a say and deal with the problems that we're faced.
Yeah, I think that's important too. I think the public needs to be more and more engaged. I know we're doing better with technology in allowing that to happen. And still, though, being informed about our process of government. So special session, the call, if it's successful, would be for June 24th. That's Sue Vinton, House Majority Leader, Matt Regeer, Speaker of the House. Matt, let's move over to marijuana tax redistribution, because that's another reason that you want to call a special session. That's the one that got entangled up with the Supreme Court, a late veto by the governor's office, an early adjournment. I think maybe people have a feel for the background of that story. But why is it important now to do this instead of, isn't that something that could wait?
Yeah, and the big one for me on this is the process of it. We have three different branches of government. And, you know, on a side note, too, I'll hear these say, well, the independent judiciary branch, it is not. We have checks and balances.
Yeah.
So that's erroneous to say an independent judiciary branch. In our Montana Constitution, under Article 7, which is the judiciary, sets it up 22 different times. It says by law or the legislature. So it gives the legislature a lot of checks and balances to the judiciary branch. And in this case, we had a bill that the questionable how the process worked, and we have different views on how the veto went down. With Senate Bill 442, and then we had the judicial branch weighing in on our process, and that's where I draw the line of that is unconstitutional. That is for us to decide as a legislative branch our rules and that process. And so that was a big, I think, catalyst talking to a lot of our peers that was a concern of it wasn't so much the content of that bill. They said, we do not want to have the judicial branch now dictating our processes. That's an egregious overreach. So for me, that was a big motivator to say, let's as we're calling ourselves back in for the special session, let's also deal with this bill the right way. And that is with us dealing with it, not having a judicial branch coming in and trying to play referee in something that's unconstitutionally not their place to be.
Sue, do you think that bill stays as is during this process if you're successful in calling a special session?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. It is, I agree with the speaker, that the way the session ended really affected the outcome of this bill, and I think that it deserves another day in the sunlight and an opportunity for all legislators to, again, debate, weigh in. We've heard from many of our constituents that they want this particular issue to be discussed by the legislature. And I think it's important enough that we do that.
What's your take, Matt, on does this bill kind of stay where it stay as it is? Or I think there was a lot of work that went into it.
Yeah, there was a lot of work. I think it came out with 130 votes out of 150. Legislators. So, I mean, very strong support with the way they put it together. That said, you know, there's always tweaks. You throw in one bill on a Monday and by Friday it's been amended. So that's just kind of the legislative process. So I'd imagine it would the part of the spirit and the outline of how that marijuana revenue went out, probably, I would imagine, I mean, with that much support, stay somewhat recognizable the way it is. I'm sure it'd be tweaked a little bit, but just looking at the votes that way, that's some pretty strong support coming out of the legislature.
Yeah, and it takes a simple majority to call a special session here, so you'll need 76 here between the two bodies. Also, Sue, there's another group out there, Republicans, that they're doing the same thing, a call for a special session, but this is to for the same day as well, but this is to deal with some, as the speaker had referenced, some judicial shenanigans in my mind as well. How does that all come together?
Sure. There's actually three calls for a special session, all to begin on the same day, and I support all three calls. I feel that each one has issues that are important enough for the legislature to respond to and deal with. So, I think that it's appropriate that and actually it's timely that we can deal with all three calls for a special session at the same time.
I guess I'm unfamiliar with that third then, that reference.
So we've already talked about the one that House leadership is supporting. Mm-hmm. There is a call for one regarding candidates for Supreme Court having the opportunity to designate their party affiliation.
Yeah.
So we would have that we could be debating. And then the third one is to consider a constitutional initiative to be placed on the ballot in November to adopt guidelines to clarify proof of citizenship requirements before voting.
Ah, good. Okay. Thank you. I do remember that one now. Matt, any final thoughts? Got 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think it's all good stuff. Listen, we're, I heard when we first came in, I came in with the majority leader back in 17. I remember when we first came in, it was, I had deep state bureaucracy people saying, oh, Matt, we just wait 90 days for you to leave. Then we're in control. You guys are gone. And I think that's selling our voters short.
Thanks again for joining us for the podcast. Please share and subscribe and let us know what you think. Email me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. And don't forget, we're on weekdays on your hometown radio stations all across Montana. We hope to hear from you there, too.